It's going to really be odd in the future for historians to try to explain that back in the 50s and the 60s, broadcast television became the dominant force in our society as far as opinion was concerned. Senator Helms of North Carolina kept trying to buy up, get conservatives to buy up a network. But there were only three networks and the publicly financed public broadcasting system. That was all there was on television. And they ruled the roost, absolutely, right out of New York City. And we thought that was going to last forever. And the other major power was magazines like Look and Time and Time Magazine, U.S. News and Report. There were a few that really dominated. Just like there were four networks, there were maybe four or five news magazines. And those magazines got all their news from the newspapers. In other words, it was a New York City opinion monopoly. Everybody knew it. But, now everybody knew this, but nobody considered that the internet, when they were talking about the internet as the latest news and all that sort of thing, nobody recognized that it was going to destroy this monopoly, this New York City-based monopoly. And in fact, we don't even notice today when things like Newsweek and U.S. News and Report go out of business. That would have been a thunderous catastrophe a generation ago. Now, we just have trouble keeping up with the ones that have fallen out. Now, there are still, say, Newsweek Online, but I don't know if you had to live through it or not, but that is not even vaguely comparable. That's a microbe to a dinosaur compared to the power that these mainline magazines had in their own time. Now they're just hanging on the internet.